Hey, it's Dan here. If you want to hear this episode of the Backchat podcast without ads and get extra content that no one else gets, head to backchatstudios.com.au where you can sign up as a patron and access all of our bloody good merch.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yes, hello, Backchat Studios, brought to you by Backchat Podcast. I know it was in reverse. I'm just fucking with you. It's okay.
So confused.
Nice to greet everybody this evening on the show.
That's right. Nice to be with you all on YouTube as well, watching live.
With you.
Don't fucking pull that out. Do you know how much have you been copying that at the office?
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
I hate it.
You're not meeting me.
Top three things that piss me off. And there is a long list, Daniel.
Yeah. Hi, Will. Nice to meet you.
Oh, it's just
I still couldn't
That happened in COVID, you realised.
Yeah.
People started saying that.
Nice
in COVID
to meet you.
When you couldn't get
shut up.
It's just what we'd like to say, I guess, is that you don't need to do that. If that's something that you do, sure.
You don't need to do it.
You don't need to do it. And could you please stop?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. Hi, everybody. Yes, you got a great show.
Hey, guys.
Hey. You. Hamish Brayshaw, Dan Const with you. We're going to be chatting to a few guests this evening. Mark Reddings from the Sherlock Footycast.
Skeeter.
Nice. And you're going to be disappointed with this one. Our main guest on the show, Kel Kramer from the Southern River Band, will join us ahead of a sold-out show at the Indie Bar this evening. Mm-hmm. What are you doing tonight?
Well, actually, could be heading to the Indie Bar.
Well,
sold out show. Wow.
Dan Const on the door, not going.
Yeah, not going.
He's going to break that to Cal a little bit later on the show, but you could be Dan Const.
I could be Dan Const very easily. They'll probably be playing Vice City 3, their new tune.
Yes, very good. Powered by Paywise this year, Backchat. Thank you very much, Paywise, pairing the podcast. I will say, in terms of Paywise, something cooking up.
Okay.
It's so good.
Cooking something up, and it's pretty bloody good.
Cool.
And we almost brought onto the show tonight without approval from anybody.
Really?
Yeah.
Gee.
We've made some ads, Hammer.
Wow.
We've made some ads. With current AFL football is a good one too.
Very good one.
An ambassador brand, a Paywise brand ambassador.
Huge.
So we've got that cooking up, but it's going to be a big, big show here. Hammer, I would like to hand the reins over to you because you have come you have come cocked and loaded this evening on the podcast. What have you got for us?
I was livid. Fucking fuming this week with the AFL, with the AFL Tribunal, with the match review panel, the whole system.
Yes.
I'm sick of it. I'm over it. I got angry with it. And I thought I am going to put pen to paper or fingers to keyboards and type up a letter to the AFL, which I am going to read now, if you don't mind.
An
open letter to the AFL. I'm going to read it in its entirety, if that's all right with
you guys.
It's 951 words.
Okay, strap yourselves in,
we'll
ladies and gentlemen.
Down here. I'm going to just sit and listen.
I'm excited about this.
The only reason I'm reading it, I like to go off the cuff, but I've got some thoughts down that I don't want to get wrong, so I am
points
reading
to hit.
It.
All right.
Okay.
Take it away.
Dear AFL, I normally swear on here and act like an idiot. However, there will be no profanity or hyperbole in this letter. These are my honest and bewildered thoughts as a current player and a lifetime fan of the greatest game in the world. The Tribunal and Match Review Panel are single-handedly destroying the game. You are making it impossible to play in good spirit, you're making it impossible to adjudicate, and you are not far off making it impossible to support.
Oof.
Over the past 12 months, this is my interpretation of the rules of the game based on what I am hearing and what I am currently seeing coming out of the AFL. Protect the head at all costs, unless obviously, a head knock is a result of a football act. But then, it depends on how hard you get hit in the football act. and if the player had any other alternatives. But also the player needs to take into account the potential to cause harm. But of course it shouldn't depend on the outcome of the opponent, unless of course it does result in a concussion. But even then it depends on the intent, but of course a player is entitled to attack the ball with good technique, but it doesn't matter if the opposition runs in head first like every kid playing the game growing up gets taught not to do. But then of course it depends on the state of the game and the time of the year, and whether or not we need to make an example out of someone. But then don't forget if they have had a clean record in the past and do charity work. But then obviously that can only matter once and never again, because from now it doesn't count. And it also depends on the player and on the team. But then it also all boils down to protecting the head, because we're seeing more players retire from concussion than ever before. But we will let a guy stay out and play next week after punching someone in the face in the goal square because it wasn't hard enough to really hurt them. Let that sink in for just 10 seconds.
I like it.
It's not over.
I like it.
I've grown up all my life surrounded by football, playing football, watching football. My family has been engrossed in the AFL system for decades, and I have absolutely no idea what's going on. My brother is never going to play football again in his whole life because of a jumping smother that turned into a bump which collided with his head. As much as it kills me to watch that, I can put my feelings for Angus aside and say that down to the nuts and bolts of it, Maynard was trying to smother the ball in a qualifying final, so technically it was a football act. You certainly didn't care for the outcome there, and Braden was allowed to go on and win a premiership. That is precedence. That was such a defining moment from the tribunal as I can remember, and you went on with protecting the sanctity of the game over the protection of the player. I'm not agreeing or disagreeing with that, but it's breaking me that you can't stick to one thing and are constantly backflipping on that stance. Peter Wright and Toby Green, 4 weeks and 1 week respectively. Football acts with not a whole lot of difference. Jeremy Finlayson got less than Peter Wright for a homophobic slur, which once again highlights how far off any idea the AFL has got and how much you don't know what's happening at the tribunal. You just make it up as you see fit.
Yes.
Matt Crouch has been given a week for picking the ball up exactly how every kid ever playing football was taught to do it.
Yes.
There is goal square footage of Jesse Hogan punching his defender in the face, and he admitted to openly swinging and trying to push his opponent. The AFL's response, quote, "We are not clearly satisfied that there was anything more than negligible," finish quote. "He swung a fist at a bloke's face and you didn't give him a week because it didn't hurt him hard enough. Punish the action, not the outcome, unless obviously the outcome is they're okay. Ask my little brother Andrew if having an intentional swing to the face has the potential to cause harm." It's incredible.
Wowzers.
We've heard enough about Charlie Cameron being left out for being a nice guy, but Tom Barras can't escape the week for the same thing. There apparently is one get out of jail free card in the deck. This is my last point, and I'm going to swear because I'm over it, and you can bleep this out if you want. Tom Barras is staying in Perth and missing one game for a dangerous tackle. I don't think there was much more he could have done differently. Michael Walters played the game out and isn't concussed, but sure, still give Tom Barras a week if that's the stance you're trying to go with. Protect the head at all costs. I can't physically watch the Melbourne Demons play football anymore because my brother's brain is going to be fucked for the rest of his whole life, and that wasn't enough for a week off. AFL, you're the greatest game in the world, but right now you're a joke. Your systems for protecting the player and maintaining the integrity of the game are broken and desperately need to be fixed. Before they can be fixed, you need to actually understand the criteria you want to govern the game by. It needs to be understandable for the public and it needs to be followed. You can't pick and choose when to dismiss certain things and when to change your views on others. It has to change, otherwise the game is going to turn into something unrecognisable and it is going to happen very, very quickly. Yours sincerely, Hamish Brayshaw.
Can we break this down a little bit?
Yeah, I'll get it back up.
Fire. No, I don't. You know,
that's my open letter to the AFL.
Well, so, what inspired that? I mean, is that a stupid question or not? I mean, clearly your frustrations with the game and the way it is, but you still got to sit down and write that.
Yeah, I was angry at Tom Barras not getting a week off.
Yes.
After they'd clearly had this precedent set for one thing, yep. I was fuming when Jesse Hogan didn't get a week for punching someone in the face in the goal square.
Yeah, that was strange.
I was fuming 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago when Cozzy Pickett jumped and shouldered someone in the head and the Melbourne Footy Club thought it was a good idea to challenge that. Like, don't go out and preach, oh, we're all about the head, have all this retirement stuff for Angus, and then one of your own players does it and you say, oh, let's try and get him off.
Someone actually asked me this week, when's it going to turn to that way? So it's a ripping point you make. So Melbourne, rightly so, banging on about Angus and, you know, saying we need to protect the head and we're tapping the helmet and we're making a stance and all this stuff. But when does it get put back on the footy club to not challenge these? Because it puts the AFL in a hard position then, who are trying to suspend a player like you're asking for,
yeah.
but then a football club challenges it. The AFL can't go, oh.
The only reason the football clubs are challenging it is because they're so wishy-washy with what the tribunal is.
Yeah, and it's like, know they, can, they might be able to get them off.
Yeah, sweet. We can basically kill a bloke out there and we'll try and challenge it under some stupid proviso that he's a good guy or that this was a football act or it's a certain time of the year we can do different things. It's ridiculous.
Could I ask you what's the solution?
The solution is get a clearly defined set of rules. Allow for you have to if you allow for precedence, you can have to allow for precedence. You can't pick and choose.
Yes.
Like you can't have precedence for one thing, not allow it for the next thing. You can't write a rule set for one certain player or and not for the other one.
And overwhelming circumstance or whatever that bullshit it was with Charlie Cameron. Like you can't be rolling that out.
You can't be rolling that out for one and not the rest. You can't have there just needs to be a clearly defined set of rules. You need to understand and maintain integrity of the game while at the same time protecting the players. And they just need to follow – they need to have a script and follow it. They can't just chop and change every other week, which is what they're doing at the moment. And it'll be a very hard thing to do, but they just are so far away from anywhere near reasonable.
My solution, which I don't think they do, is to rule every – action by exactly that, the action and not
correct.
The outcome.
Don't worry about the outcome.
Right.
You shouldn't worry about the outcome. Jesse Hogan swings and punches a guy in the face, you're getting a week
correct.
For that.
You jump.
He essentially did what Andrew Gaff did.
Correct. But Andrew Gaff couldn't bruise a grape if he tried, but he flushed Andrew so perfectly in the jaw that it shattered everything.
Right.
Which happens. And if Jesse had have got Young in the same spot, potentially he could have done some damage.
So given the action and Gaffy couldn't punch a bruise a grape if he tried, should that have been less weeks then? Given that we're not looking at outcomes. The outcome was broken jaw. So shouldn't, you know, is the action, so was the action he punched him in the jaw. So it's long weeks.
Correct.
Sorry, I'm thinking.
Yeah, the action is you're punching a bloke in the face, you're getting a substantial amount of weeks.
Yeah, okay.
Also, if it causes injury, that means the other player loses, that has to miss time. Like how many weeks?
Toby Green, like for instance, is like, if you look at that action, he has his eyes on the ball for 99% of the time.
Correct.
And 1%. Like he turns his body somehow. I actually don't know how he did it. Mid air, puts his shot up puts his arm up to protect himself. Without doing that, I think they would have clashed heads. I've watched it quite a few times.
Yeah.
So that action, I would say he's doing almost everything he can to stop a big collision.
It's happened 5 weeks after Peter Wright, and they were almost identical actions.
It's a great point.
Like, what is really the difference? But the only real difference, outcome. In my opinion, was. Well, I mean, yes, outcome, firstly. But secondly, they wanted to make a statement. Like, Peters was the first one this year that they wanted to make an example of.
And outcome, though.
And like, outcome.
So if you just rule it on action, they're probably similar suspensions. So if Peter Wright had been 1-2 weeks because, you got a Sydney player coming back in front of him and he knocks him out, yes, that's the outcome. But he was going for the footy for most of the time.
Correct.
Just like Toby Green.
Correct.
If they were pretty similar rulings, then there's no real frustration because you're going, well, Peter Wright got 2 weeks. Toby Green is probably a little bit less, so there's 1 week, and we go, okay, fair enough.
Yeah,
Peter's got 5 weeks, and then one, and then Charlie Cameron off. I like it a lot, Hans.
Very good. Chuck. I'm just going to go to YouTube here because we've got comments here. Fire, Flagmantle says completely. Someone says here, MRO is a joke. Hammer, that was spot on, mate. Well done. There's a lot of fire emojis, a lot of clapping. Post this all in the paper, all of the socials. I agree.
Yeah.
Lux comes in with $2.99. That's worthy of a super chat. Well done, Hammer.
Thank you.
Punch in the face. There's a lot of discussion happening there. But
are we publishing that anywhere other than the back chat?
Well, I don't. We might do.
We're going to put that on YouTube.
Let's see how much money we can get. Hey, I'm just on Instagram Live here, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, hey,
hello, Instagram Live. Hello, YouTube Live.
Yes,
and
hello,
it's post fact.
Nice to see you all.
Instagram people, get over to the YouTube right now.
Yeah.
Right bloody now. Backchat Studios, and you can catch Hamish.
I'm about to get in my jocks, I think, apparently.
You can catch Daniel, the West Coast Nuffy.
We're about to beat Gold Coast this weekend.
And we're going to go through the game. So we're going to end this right now. I'll see you on YouTube. Bye-bye. Now, let's get into yesterday's games. You catch any of those? No, you were playing.
I was playing yesterday,
were playing.
Oh, you missed the ripper.
Let me break down a few things.
I caught the first, half a quarter of the Collingwood-Essendon game.
Yes.
Oh, one of the best games ever.
Well,
just awesome.
Let me break a few things down. So Anzac Day, we went through the votes for the Anzac Day medal. So Zach Merritt won this one.
Yep.
We don't have the image that I put up on Twitter, do we? No, we haven't got that. Nah, that's okay. Okay. So the votes off the back of it. Great game draw in the end.
I did see it. Thoughts I saw it was 30-7 or something at one point. Essendon started well. Then I put my phone away. Obviously went to a game of footy.
Thoughts on the draw?
Ah, I'd love to see it go to extra time.
Oh, yeah.
Would love to. But at the same time, like, the draw is still part of it.
It kind of shapes the ladder now.
I love the fact that there was a draw as a West Coast fan with Essendon and Collingwood not really going that well. It just, the 2 points are so meaningless now. Like, if one of them got the win, that's 4 points that we have to make up. With the draw, now if we get a win, it like...
Yeah, but you could also look at that as like they've got, you know, if you're equal on games won, they've got half a game on now.
It's almost like they both didn't get a...
They both
didn't
win.
Get 4 points. Yeah, I guess that's the way I'm looking at it.
Look, there's been some voting on the back end of it. I don't really want to talk that much in depth because I've just realised we don't have the votes to go through and it kind of doesn't make as much sense. But there was some deplorable voting at the end of this game.
Oh,
I
really?
Would just say that. Cameron Ling couldn't squeeze Zach Merrity and he was clearly the best on ground. Three votes, didn't get a vote.
Didn't get a vote from Ling.
Which I just thought was hilarious. Look, it made me think of some voting things that have been happening over the past few weeks and last year as well. So a little video to play for you. This is Ross Glendenning in one of the Glendenning Allen, just the Glendenning medal. Let's watch this one. I don't have any audio. If that happens one more time, I'm going to kill somebody. We don't have any audio on that. Unmute yourself, please, Jaden. Now, this is Ross Glendenning giving the Glendenning medal to a player.
It's coming out of the speaker. That's right.
He gave it to a player because he just felt like it. So, Ash Sampi.
Dominating the big man around the ground. So, Michael Gardner. And I will say that it's been a really tough one today. There are three or four players who really could have received the award, but I thought early, particularly when it counted, Michael Gardner showed that he was dominating the big man around the ground. So, Michael Gardner.
So you reckon he's had a piece of paper that just said Ashley Sampi's
got the respective medal now.
So not I reckon. So there was people that gave votes. Ashley Sampi won the medal. Roscoe felt like, it's a Glendenning medal. I get authority here. I'm giving it to Gardner. So Ash Sampi last year got the retrospective medal.
About time.
So yeah, this is talking about some votes. So
remember when Clint Jones won the Simpson medal in the waffle and had like three touches?
No.
And they got it wrong. And
someone else, they read Clint Jones's number, another bloke's name, and Clint Jones just walked up because they said his number. But like, you had three touches, Jonesy.
That's so funny.
Well, yeah, absolutely fucking doing.
It was funny.
I'm just going to keep moving because I feel like this is all fucking butchered. Darcy Jones, did you see his helmet last night?
I saw his helmet last night.
How bloody good was it?
Firstly, looked awesome. Secondly, he's fucking lightning quick.
So fast. Head gets his head down. You just see that orange little head just floating through space.
Clean,
awesome.
Quick, hard, tough. Like him a lot. WA boy. Do we know if they can be made in team colours like that? Like, I've never seen, or is it just because it was the orange of the GWS kids? Like, you've got Hamish Brayshaw that's blue and red.
Yeah, it looks like a Melbourne helmet.
Yeah.
Is that just the colours?
I think it can be made to be.
Right.
It can be made to spec.
Are we going to get players with more helmets on?
I hope so. I'd love someone running around in a blue and yellow helmet.
But like the helmet doesn't, I mean, the jury's still out on how much help it gives you, really.
Well, I think it's almost none whatsoever.
Well, it's like it's negligible because it helps with glancing blows, but it increases the surface area, which you can cop a head knock.
Right. There's one in the office here that you use
to break a record,
Which you're going to be doing later on this evening.
I will be.
And I picked it up and I thought it feels really light and flimsy for something that's meant to be protecting your head.
Correct. It's not a bike helmet. It's not a Phil Narkle motorbike helmet. Remember when Narkle used to run around in a motorbike helmet?
He literally had a motorbike helmet on, a bicycle helmet. Yeah. It was strapped on like in orange, fluoro orange.
Yeah, it's like on Mario Kart when Toad has his... Like the mushroom. Yeah. That's what Madge was running around with.
All right. So a few changes to the Freo side coming up. Freo Bulldogs, big game.
Massive game.
This is gonna must be win. Len Hall tribute. Is that right?
Yes, the Len Hall tribute game.
Big game here. Freo, love this one. I've been to this a couple of times. It's pretty good. They play the last post. It's a good feeling at the ground when they do this. Patrick Voss to debut. Cooper Simpson to debut. We like both of these boys, yes. Cooper Simpson looks like a good bloke.
Good player.
So let's have a little look here. Mark Reddings and myself, Shelter Footycast. You're, of course, involved with that. We had a bit of a discussion on this one on the Shelter Footycast, and this is what we had to say about maybe Patrick Voss making his debut this weekend.
I suppose the question mark is, do the Dockers, with Amos going out, is it simply a case of Jackson doing what he did for most of the match? In fact, 95% of the match, him and Darcy trying to get some better synergy in that ruck forward combination, or do they look at maybe bringing in a Pat Voss, which I don't think is going to happen. I think
why not? They're going to bring Tabner in.
No, do they need to bring in another tall forward?
Yes, they their entire system relies on three tall forwards. I'll put my money on it. So that tall forward comes in.
Yeah, okay. Well, I thought with Tracy, and if Jackson's going to play predominantly forward, I don't think, and if you've got Switkowski at his feet coming into the side.
I've heard this from Justin Long multiple times, that they want three talls. That's their system. So they'll bring either Tabiner or Vossen.
Well, for mine, Matt Tabiner, he's either not – he's got – his back's crooked. Cooked. So, and his form's
– Voss kicked three the weekend. I think Voss plays.
Yeah, he could play. I'm not sure he's going to be the answer for them. But I don't think you play someone tall just because he's tall.
No, but that's their system, Skate.
Yeah, but you might give a system. But if the bloke isn't up to AFL level yet
– why is Patrick Voss not up to AFL level? He's played AFL games and he was outstanding in that game where he saw him play.
A practice match.
Well, what, I'm sorry, I can't watch it, a game that I haven't seen.
No, I'm just saying.
I saw him play and he played well. I saw him play back-to-back.
But I'm just saying I'm not sure that you necessarily have to play Pat Voss this weekend. That's just
on. Do you have a little wager on if they bring the third tall in or not?
I'm not arguing. I know that's their system, but just because that's what they've done.
You're saying they're not going
to
do it. I'm just
I don't think they need to do it. It doesn't mean they won't do it. I just think why bring in a bloke who potentially isn't going to add something if they've got the forward line that can possibly do it without him. That's just my argument.
Because they're training the entire preseason looking at that system, and maybe it's not working. Maybe they'd change things up, but I think it's a lay down there that they bring a tall in.
I suppose the question.
That's great. Sounds a lot like Skeet was arguing. Yeah. He was firing. Very defensive. Who's firing?
Pat Voss is in. And Hammer, if you've got nothing else to say, lucky for us, Mark Redding's joined us to tell us what he thought about those comments earlier in the week of the Shelter Footy Cast. Mark Redding's, everybody.
Okay, Skeeter, did you get all of that, mate? Mark Redding's here, Shelter Footy Cast.
Yeah, first time, I reckon, in 3 years, you've rung me up on a Friday to talk about selection. I still don't understand what the hullabaloo is. But, no, it's worked well for them so far, the three tall forwards, 68, 63, 63 the last 3 weeks. They have been shite in their forward line with their tall. So I just think they look better with a smaller forward line at the feet of Jackson and Tracy. But Voss will come out, he'll kick six goals, I'll look stupid again, and you'll just laugh at that stupid childish grin on your face.
Hey, Skeeter, we're loving having you here on the Back Chat podcast.
Good to see you,
Skeeter. Is this a first that we've had Skeeter on?
I think it might be.
This
good is to see you, Skeeter.
If you could just stretch your arm out a little further so we can get more of your head in. There we go. And just tilt it down a little bit.
So, Skeeter, would it be fair to say we've had some technical issues getting you online today?
My technical issue was I was actually out with my wife, and then I get these requests to go on camera so I can let you buffoons just take me down. So, yeah, I think I'm doing you a favour.
You're doing good.
You say you're out with your wife, didn't you say you were a bunny?
Oh,
just taking you for a ride.
What were you doing at Bunnings?
Couldn't be anything worse.
What were you buying?
That's funny. Anyway, I just want to sit down, have an afternoon snooze and watch some Netflix. But anyway, no, we're talking footy. So what I am happy to see is Cooper Simpson in the side. I think he is by far the most exciting young player at the Dockers in terms of small forwards and going through the midfield. So I still think that their smaller forwards can be just as dangerous as having a three-pronged tall attack. I mean, what have they got? Liam Jones and they've got one other tall back down there.
Wietering? What were we talking about? No, Western Bulldogs.
No, different game. It's one of the Bulldogs. We're in place with Carlton. No, Booker, the big, tall African young man who's got some talent, but they're not overly, you know.
Buku Karmas.
Hey, Skeeter.
Hang on. At least we want the bloke playing for the right side.
Yeah, correct. Now, Skeeter, where credit's due, Dan. Right, I know we're stitching Skeeter up here a little bit, but Skeeter's been very much on Cooper Simpson.
Like, yes, that's from the beginning.
His boy. But to then come back on Skeeter, who wouldn't take the practice game Patrick Voss played in, it was the same game that I worked with Skeet that he put his claim on Cooper Simpson, who was very impressed with. Can you remember that, Skeeter?
Yes.
I've since seen him play waffle footy, believe it or not, which might be one more than you have, Scully. I've actually seen him play for Peel against East Fremantle, seen him play against the West Coast Eagles. To be fair, Voss kicked three as well, so kudos to him. But no, I've seen more than just a glimpse of Cooper Simpson, so I'm really excited about him. And look, as I said, Pat Voss, he will come out and kick a bag full, and I wish him all the best. It's a great story for him, but I love Cooper Simpson. Number 29, of course, friend Pavs, old jumper. So there's a bit of romance around that.
Hey, Skeet, Tom Barrass suspended 1 week. I did a change.org petition to try and get that reversed by the AFL. That's going along nicely. We've had a few hundred signatures there. Would you jump on board and sign that as well to get that decision reversed?
Maybe a memorandum or a testimonial from Mark Reddings?
No, I actually only support causes that can be won, and this ain't going to be won. So I think we just got to let it go, boys. It's in the rearview mirror. I keep moving. Charlie, it's a complete farce that Cameron gets off, and of course, Tommy gets the wheat. But, you know, we're not surprised. But go with the petition, boys, but go for your life. But just, you know, a bit like the greenies sometimes. I'm not sure how much you're going to work with that petition of yours.
Could I get your stamp of approval, though? Like, when I submit it to the AFL, could I say Mark Reddings is all for this, though?
Oh, I like to be a silent partner in these types of things. I don't tend to like to put my hands up in the wind because I'm going to be barred from any AFL media soirees moving forward. So, and Scully will sort of dance around the subject. He'll make a lot of noise on social media. On X, he'll become like the most hated man in the West because of his views on all sorts of things, including Tommy Barrass. But no, I like to play, you know me, Dan, low key, under the radar, just 1 week at a time.
Skeet, do you give West Coast any chance of beating Gold Coast? Because Dan Const has picked them and believes they will win. Can they win on the Gold Coast?
I just think the Gold Coast Suns, as I've said, they're like the Washington Generals away from home. They just don't fire a shot. But at home, they're a different side. Can the Eagles do it? Obviously, no Harley Reid out there, no Tommy Barrass. I'd like to think Liam Ryan. I got asked this morning on radio whether he'll play forward or back. I still think he's going to play forward, but just going back in the waffle to maybe teach him or at least give him a different experience in life. But I'm going to tip the Gold Coast. That's probably... You know, that's not going out on a limb by any means, unless you two both are tipping the Eagles, eh?
No, absolutely not. I'm not picking them.
They doubted us for the last 2 weeks. Keep letting them doubt us. We'll prove you all wrong.
Skeeter, we're gonna let back to let you get back to building whatever you're building out the back of the house.
Unclogging.
Can you just tell us what you're building? Mate, what are you doing?
So the tap in the kitchen's gone amiss, and my wife asked me where the pliers were and where our toolbox, apparently I've been told by my father-in-law, is as good as any. It just hasn't been used for about 20 years. No, I'm not very good in the hand. I don't think I'm very handy. I mean, I'm looking at you two blokes. Scully probably thinks he can, like everything, he thinks he's good at it, but I'm not sure. And Dan, I think you're probably a bit like me.
Yep.
Are you any good around the house?
No clue terrible. Whatsoever.
Really could be bad. Worse than you. Skeeter, mate, we'll let you get back to it. I'm sure there's a scotch waiting in the middle
of the Lucy tidy righty.
We've got our very good friends at Tab Touch. We've put a multi on Skeeter and we've lost Skeeter.
He's just decided he's gone.
Mark Reddings, Shelter Footy Cast. You can catch me and Mark Reddings Mondays and Thursdays, breaking down the game, review, preview. Jump over on the Shelter Footy Cast for that, for some brilliant analysis. And he'll probably just leave halfway through that as well. I'm not getting him back. We lost Skeeter. We absolutely lost Skeeter. He just fucking died.
Yep. See you, Skeet.
His battery went off.
He went to go use
the text me and
he said, That was in his jocks.
Wow.
I can't see the jocks.
What has happened in the break, Emma?
I've decided to get in my jocks.
Why are you in your jocks?
Well done.
Well, we did a great job on the YouTube of raising money. I said that if we got to $163, which was Harley Reid's fantasy points, I think we would get in there. I don't think we got there.
We got to 63.
Nah, we got close enough.
And you're a good sport. I mean,
we got close enough.
This is worth $100.
Yeah, this is worth $100.
So what's the next challenge that we're raising money for? We can't do it naked.
No, we can't, because that would not be allowed on YouTube, I don't think.
So this, right.
People in comments on YouTube, people are absolutely loving it.
Yeah.
Lots of fire emojis again. Hey, haha, yes. Let's go.
Oh, can they actually see me in my jocks now? We're up to
that. Yeah. We're there.
What do you mean? Did you think we went live?
Nah, because, like, you know how it's delayed a little bit.
Ah, yes. Yeah, oh, no, they can see you in your jocks, mate.
Max Hansen says, Bond sponsorship incoming. I can see that.
That would be nice. Yeah, I'd love that. Yeah, I'm a big triangles that. Bonds guy.
Who runs the dredging companies in Perth? We want to have another dredger on our heads,
mate. I see an eggplant emoji.
That was Mark Reddings from the Shelter Footy Cast. If you are a footy fan and you're a Freo or West Coast supporter, we've got big giveaways happening there at the moment. We're giving away two tickets to the Freo game tomorrow night.
You might be sitting next to Matt Pavlich. You might not be.
You probably won't be.
No, nah, he'll be calling for Fox Footy, but you might be there with
You'll
someone.
You'll be sitting next to
Matt Pavlich. Maybe. Two tickets to the Fremantle game. Jump over to Shelter Footycast on Instagram for your chance to enter that.
Yep, genius.
We're drawing that in about 3 hours, so you're going to have
that's
to be
big.
Quick.
Huge.
The other one that's quick. Going that's drawing Monday, and you're going to have to go and listen to the Shelter Footycast from Thursday. We're giving away two return airfares on the plane with the players, two tickets wow. in premium seating to the wow. Collingwood West Coast game,
huge.
Round 9.
At the G.
At the G, thanks G. to our good friends at Travel and Sports Australia.
Tass up, Paulie Ramsey.
That is correct, travelandsports.com.au. So get over, listen. Skeeter's got a code word for you over at Shelter Footycast.
Great.
You then need to go to backchatstudios.com.au and enter the code word
is
there.
Is the code word just shelter?
Dredger. You're going to have to go listen over there. And I might say Mark Rennings came to us thanks to our good friends at ID Athletic.
Yeah, he did. World's best merch. I'm wearing merch that they made. These
I'm not.
Do they make you those jocks?
No, they didn't. These are Bonds.
They could print onto those, though, if you wanted
to. They could
to
print
do that.
Onto
they could do anything
jocks,
you want.
Yep. Anything I wanted to, they could do it.
Tom Barras. Got a week. As we've heard from Hammer, it's forced
it's
the
outrageous.
How did you feel about it, Dan Const?
Well, I was really confident about West Coast winning against the Gold Coast Suns this weekend. That really puts that just hurts it a little bit.
it's the
scarf. It's just outrageous. The good guy tax. Tom Barras is one of the best people I've ever met.
Yeah. Doesn't and matter if, anymore, does it?
And it just doesn't matter. Apparently, so the AFL have said, they've looked Tom directly in the eye and they said, you're not as good as Charlie Cameron and you never will be. Yep. Stop trying. That's what they basically said.
Apparently. Being prejudiced against Backman, I think.
Exactly against Backman.
That's not new.
So yeah, I thought, do you know what I could do? Like I can sit on my couch and I can whinge and complain and I can scream
which
into my
done.
Pillow, which I've
done all,
done
of,
all
those.
Of those things. So I'm up to stage 5 of grief. Which is start a petition.
Yeah, that's one of my favourite stages.
So right now on change.org, I'm gonna post the link on the YouTube comments. Yeah.
273 signatures.
There we
it's
go.
Pretty impressive, though.
I've just posted it on the YouTube chat. That link will be there. Go ahead and sign it. We are sending this to the AFL and making sure that Tom Barras plays this weekend
right.
in the Gold Coast.
Do you think
it's not
time?
Too late,
Do you
people.
Think there's enough time.
I think it is. I think we can get there.
Wait, what's the flight to the Gold Coast?
You can go there
6 hours.
Saturday. Yeah.
So you can leave on Saturday night?
On Sunday. You can leave on Sunday.
The first flight out of Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Where am I finding this petition?
The link's not working properly on YouTube comments so because it's such a long link. But Nick, if you go on to the changepetition.org, you can get a short link if you could put that on the comments.
What was the update?
There was 273 signatures. And then when I got this email from change.org, it said, hey, like just so you know, you can put some money into the petition so that we can spread it further. And
nice.
I thought,
why wouldn't we do that?
That's a brilliant idea.
So you've gone worldwide.
You can go worldwide. But then it said, Dan, why don't you follow along with what some of your other signators have done and put some money in?
Nah.
And I've had a look.
So it's like people who have signed this. This is what they've signed or they've created.
This is what people who have signed the Tom Barras petition have paid to get it spread. So shout out to Brianna Harrington who's chipped in $3.
Respect.
Kaylin Bowman who's chipped in $8
wow,
just to get
11.
The petition spread far and wide. So we are.
Do we know here. How much the petition's raised? Because that might add to the.
Currently $11.
But that's going to change.org. That's not
that's
coming
going
to us.
Change.org, so they can probably put some social spend behind it or
so
something.
So if you would
like
us to put money into the petition, you can jump on YouTube and you can put some money onto our YouTube comment.
I just want to say thank you to those two people that thought this petition was strong
worth
enough that we're going to put some
$8.
Money into it.
So I blew right up about this when it happened. Wasn't happy. Got on Fox Footy, blowing up.
Yep.
Went full Nuffy mode, which I clearly am moving further and further into that mode. And a few people have said, oh, what if you want to, you know, I don't know, what if you want to give votes in the grand final one day? Or what if you want to be impartial? And I said,
what
I don't really give
president?
A fuck. I'm really happy to just say what I feel and do exactly what I want.
You'll
like.
Be impartial in 20 years when you've got no mates.
Correct. Anymore. Yeah, correct. I don't think it's integrity. I feel like I have integrity. I just don't care that much to be like, oh, my opinion's that high and mighty that everything I say is meant to be
decisions
right.
Decisions will be made based on
I just say what I feel at the time.
Yeah, exactly.
I asked you, how's the petition going? You said it had been put on a West Coast fan page and the West Coast fans
weren't
happy.
They turned on me. I put it on a Facebook page that has, I think, 12,000 or 15,000 people on there. And I just put it on there saying, it's not too late, guys. And that's what I put the link up. And then you had like Martha Smith, Daniel, get over it. It's gone.
Martha, come on.
Move past it.
Martha, what's going on?
So, Nick, you made a good comment on this.
Karen from Cottesloe is calling you out for being a nuffy, then you're full nuffy.
If the West Coast nuffies are turning on you, then you know you've gone too far.
It's like
I think you might have gone too far.
It's like when the president of a country, you know, gets turned against by its people
mutiny.
Or like a bit of a mutiny. And I'm like, guys, I thought we were onto something
Mugambi
here. And they're like,
in Zimbabwe, is
yeah, Mugambi? Like those sorts of areas. Mugabe.
Is that his name?
Is he from Zoolander?
Dikembe Mutombo, who played for the Atlanta Hawks.
Is that Mugabe from Zoolander?
No, Mugatu.
Malaysia.
Yeah.
I'm going to butt in, boys.
Go for it.
The Hammer comments are coming in thick and fast.
Yeah, thick like me.
Ardo Dugast. Is it cold, Hammer?
Nah. Yeah, my lips aren't that hard.
Huntsy was like, I hope no one walks in while I'm watching this.
Wow.
Yeah, that's true.
Huntsy's getting excited.
Someone called it Only Hams.
Yeah, that's good. It's pretty funny.
Which is very good. Gamma, he goes, it's Backbold Studios. We've got Backbond Studios.
Backbold Studios. Yeah. Dredges United.
Yeah, so yeah, people are loving it.
Yeah,
respect. Get your tips in, by the way, if you get your donations in.
Yeah. Also, Jono Osborne has said, Callan is a gun. He owes me $7. And Callan's one of the people who donated to the change petition. So if you owe people money, pay them first and then
pay us.
And then get on the petition. Like don't not pay someone.
I would strongly recommend not putting any more money into the change.org.
No, don't do that.
We appreciate it. TB's not playing, guys. There's no point paying anymore.
If we get enough signatures, it could happen.
Maybe.
Resting Harley Reid. Are we happy with this?
No,
how do you feel? I know how you feel, Dan. How do you feel about resting? Like, he's leading the Rising Star right now. Yep. He's probably West Coast best player. Why are we resting him?
It's a difficult one. I'm not happy. Not happy at all. I tipped him this week and I've had to change my tip. I honestly swear on my whole life, hand on my heart, I tipped him on Monday.
Because Gold Coast are no good.
And like West Coast are humming. I've since changed my tip. I think Gold Coast will win now.
Which tip have you changed?
I've tipped.
Sorry. I thought I was looking at a tip.
Okay. Oh, no, that's my little willy. Anyway, I'm not happy. It's like, yes, I get it, rest young kids every now and again, but like, geez, he's good.
he's really good, but it's also only been six games.
So I would say that potentially resting him while his teammates are flying to Gold Coast, it's about a five-hour flight. He's flying to Melbourne, about a four-hour flight.
Hmm.
He's driving 3 hours to Tongala.
Yep.
He's then having to drive back 3 hours.
He'll get to say hello to maybe four people. He'll have one night at home and then he'll be back on a plane.
My concern is that he'll go there and he'll be like, God,
we'll never come back.
God is good here.
No, he won't do that. No. There's no way. Hey, and I'm a big fan of Tongala. Big Tongala fan. You always hear me say, I'm a big Tongala fan.
I've heard you say that.
I have a feeling that Perth may be better than Tongala.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Perth's the greatest underrated city on the planet for mine. I don't think it's got anything to worry about with the Tongala going back home.
Tongala appeal. But like last year, they Ruben Jinbi got injured. Like he was carrying the load.
Oh, the
like,
entire team got injured.
Yeah, that's
they're
right.
They're scared. They're real scared. Okay. So,
or maybe they just think this is a winnable game without him. And they're like, well, it's fine. We can rest him.
Okay. Well, that's the footy gone for you, ladies and gentlemen. I think we should get to the man of the moment, the man that won a game of waffle last night, actually. Well done, Hammer.
Well, thanks, guys.
You're wearing your jocks.
I am in my jocks.
You've got a West Coast scarf on you because you don't support them and it's covering
something. No, I do. I very much support them. I'm just, here's the full chassis.
Did you put some oil on? You're very shiny.
Nah, it's just these lights bouncing off me. Ladies
and gentlemen,
that's
it's time.
That's just I'm putting that back on. That's embarrassing.
For Hammer Ranks.
Yeah, it's been a bit.
We got a sting for that yet?
No, we don't.
I requested it last week.
That's all right. Well, we'll get there. Okay. So Nick and I are going back and forth again today, as we typically do. There's a few things that have caught our attention, one of which, and I shouted this out at you the other week at the live show at the Leaderville, yes. And you hadn't seen it yet.
Yes.
So I shouted out something and you hadn't seen it, and it got me thinking, got Nick and I both thinking, there's been some interesting player endorsements over the years.
Okay.
Like very, right. Very interesting.
I come into this quite blind, by the way, if you're listening along. Yep. I'm as blind as your audience. Yep. I have no idea what you bring to the table here.
Yeah. So
Hammer ranks.
You've spoken before about potentially a helmet sponsorship that you would have got back in the day.
Like, I got offered one, yeah.
Yeah. So there's been a few rogue endorsements, sponsorships.
Like brand deals.
Brand deals.
Like the Tempest stuff with Ben Cousins and Harley Reid for mine. Yeah, like, that's exactly. Quite rogue.
That is rogue.
That's not top five.
No, it's not top five
all time. How much do you reckon they would have paid them?
A lot of money.
Well, I don't know, but I had that same deal. I got a free bed. The bed was like $8,000.
For those two, it must be more than just the bed.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. They'd be getting cash. Money.
I got a pillow. Got enough. No, I've still got
they're,
it.
They're expensive. Pillows.
Brilliant.
Pillows are expensive.
Mate, it's motorized. I asked Harley, you got the same bed.
The pillow's motorized.
No, the bed's motorized.
Oh, yeah. It's going to say that.
Vibration, a little fucking.
Yeah, so you've got obviously the initials in front of
you.
Yeah,
I actually like this part of it.
So
we're going to go 5-1. Yeah. And what is it? What are we ranking?
What are we ranking?
The worst or the best? Or the roguest?
The best on the absolute value scale. Yeah.
Memorable.
So like memorable, right. Not good, and like my favorites.
Okay.
So my favorites to look at. So,
I have one that I'm thinking about, and. Yep. I have the initials, and I don't know if you got him there, and I don't know whether to tell you now or wait till the end. I might wait till
the
end.
Tell me now. Tell me.
No,
now.
No, wait, no. It's
okay.
Wait for.
So number five is LR. Anyone?
I think I know what that one is. Do you want me to say it?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, guess.
It's got to be Liam Ryan.
Yeah, it's got to be Liam Ryan.
Right.
So,
okay.
Look, we've got the footage. Let's roll this.
All right. Yeah. Go. Yeah.
Hi there, Liam Ryan here. As you know, I like my carpets, so I'm down here at Street X. I'm giving away 50 of these carpets Saturday at 10 a.m. Check out the show. Good quality. See you there at 10 o'clock.
Cheers, mate. Thank you. Cheers.
Bye. Firstly,
tell me we've got the originals as well to show. Oh, come on, man. The originals that make the whole fucking gag. Have you seen the originals?
Yeah. Rug Depot.
Come on, man. I don't know. How we don't have it?
So,
like... Keep going.
Hilarious. Firstly, like, hey guys, obviously, as you know, I love my carpets. Like,
so this is off. Yeah. This is off the back of he has a Rug Depot sponsorship. Have you seen the original?
I've seen the original.
So the two original ones. So the first one, I ran into him on the weekend. I said, mate, what's the go out? Tell me
the
story.
What's the carpet game?
Right. So first one, he's walked into Rug Depot, right,
and
some random person's recognized him. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the owner of the store said, "Can you do an ad for us?" Flying doesn't like doing that stuff, but he wanted carpet. He wanted free carpet. And he said, no worries.
Brilliant.
You look after me, I'll do you an ad.
Yeah.
On the spot, phone, and you can hear the lady in the background, all right, go. And just no idea, Liam Ryan here, looking at these carpets, a good value, good quality, get down to Rug Depot and sort yourself out. That's it. Yeah. They came back to him and said, can we make this a more longer term thing? So then he went back a couple of weeks later. Same shit.
Same thing. Did it again.
Didn't preparation. Yep. Went off the back of it again. Talked about how good quality the carpet is. And then I think brilliance from Daniel at Street X has got a hold of him and said, let's do some carpets. I think it's fucking brilliant.
I think it's brilliant. I think the Street X, I think the whole Rug Depot thing for Liam is brilliant. And my favorite thing about that last video, get down at 10 a.m. on Saturday. I'm pretty sure he was playing at Optus at like 1 o'clock. So he's gone.
He's definitely
giving out 50 carpets and then just.
He was playing the waffle.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. I like
it. Okay, that's number four.
Very good. That was five.
Sorry, that was number five. Number four, AK.
Anthony Kurtopedis?
Yeah, gotta be good.
Yeah.
Really? I don't know what he's done.
It's iconic.
You hungry? You want something to eat? I've got something for you. Here you go.
Oh, boy.
Whoa! What? You want some lucky? Well, you'll have to impress me, monkey.
It's so lucky.
Lucky Hut. You'll do anything to get one.
Lucky Hut. He's doing
Zorba
dance.
That's so good.
Oh, if you're not watching along, you're only
Anthony
listening.
Anthony Kurtopedis doing this one with the fucking
that
gorilla.
That was like AI back in 1992.
Yeah. So Kuda got, I think he bought a souvlaki hut.
He spoke about it on the podcast with Anthony
Kapitis. We asked him about it. There's a whole episode where we chat to him for about an hour and probably 25 minutes of that we're talking about.
I really wish I had known you were doing this because our paywise ad, thanks to our friend at Paywise, it should be in the mix here. So look forward to that next week, I think.
Look forward to that next
number
week.
Number four, okay. So
number
three.
Number four, Anthony Kapitis with the gorilla for the souvlaki hut. Number three, WC.
I know exactly what the ad is as well. Oh, so yep,
You know the person.
I saw this recently in the last couple of days. Right, is it a newish one that's come out?
I think it's a newish.
Last two weeks. Yeah.
Yep. So I'm in my jocks here, and I'm not wearing much. I'm very scantily clad. You're about to see some more people that are a bit.
Just content warning.
Yeah, a little bit of a content warning. WC,
just go
the duck.
Wayne Carey and friends from Wayne Carey and friends from 10:30 to 1 a.m.
Launch Saturday night, April the 20th. So the duck is launching.
He's got some appearance at a strip club.
No way.
Yes,
the duck. He's coming down to launch at April the 20th. This was only a couple.
What's
of days
he launching?
Ago.
Just himself? He's just launching Wayne Carey.
I think maybe the strip club's opening and they've gone.
Who can we grab? Nick's got some
extra info on this. Is a strip club in Geelong, Sko?
No, wait. Yeah. Wait, Alley Cats.
Not Alley Cats.
Someone told me.
You're going to incriminate yourself here.
It's quick.
Name every strip club in Geelong.
I don't think there's another.
How long? Hang on, a brand new one.
After Dark, a Gentleman's Club.
How old were you when you lived in Geelong? 17.
I've been back to Geelong in the past 15 years. Yeah. I went to Alley Cats after my engagement party with my wife.
Apparently, he got paid a five-figure sum for that.
Wow.
So what? We're saying 100 G min.
No, we're saying 10 G min.
10 G min.
That's 100. That would be 6 figures.
Oh, boy. Poor Nick. That's really good.
Yeah, that is.
What?
100, he deserves 100G for that. This is one of the great endorsements.
Wayne Carey strip club endorsement deal.
So has that already happened that night?
Yeah, that was April 20th. I'd love to
know. I really wish I knew because I could have sent people in there to find out what.
I think
would have loved to have known how it went.
It went around on Twitter that probably, 2-3 days ago.
Okay, that's bloody brilliant.
Would have loved to have known how that one went. Now, this one's there's a few people in this.
Mm.
And the names that we've got aren't actually, like there's more than just that we're involved in this. So you can have a look.
Is SS Scott Selwood? I don't know why it would be him.
SS is not Scott Selwood, I don't think.
Steve Silvani?
I don't think it's Steve Silvani.
Okay. BH.
I don't know. Can't get it.
So anyway, let's roll. Let's just have a look at it.
Very old. They are fast. Elusive.
Oh, it's ball paper.
Slippery. And smooth.
Still soft.
So smooth. Nothing can stop them because they are bald. Bald is unstoppable.
This is
special.
On the field and on the road.
Talking about tyres. Continental tyres.
Great.
So
that's once good. The AFL Continental tyres, bald is unstoppable.
Once again, I wish you told me we were doing this. The second I saw that ad, I messaged Continental Tires and I just wrote, what the fuck is going on here? Why am I not on this fucking ad? I've got the DMs on my phone.
You weren't Crime Dime though at the time.
Yeah,
though.
I wasn't. And that was their response.
They said,
you're hanging on still, mate. You need to strip it off.
Well, I remember that one growing up and just that was humor.
That wasn't that long ago.
It wasn't. Yeah. It would have been 5 or 6 years ago potentially.
That's yeah.
Very good. Now, this is my all-time favorite player endorsement.
So if this is not, I will say, is not Gary Hocking changing his name to fucking Whiskers Hocking and promoting cat food, I'm going to spew up. I'm going to be honest.
It's got to be.
I'm going to be honest. If that's not what this is, I'm going to spew up all over the microphone.
It's an indictment for me for not having it in the top five.
You like that though, don't you?
Love it. Gary Hocking going to Whiskers. So I can
change his fucking name
to Whiskers. I forgot about that. It's one of Sam Newman doing a fucking paint tin ad. That was quite humorous as well. But this one for me is, it epitomises the bloke and the work that this company must have put in to get him television presentable.
I don't know who this is.
Give CL, Cameron Lee.
Heinz Big Red.
Cameron Ling's holding
same
a bottle
new
of Heinz
bottle, Big same Red. Great taste. Reinvented by Lingy.
Mate, how much work have they done to his face? So,
that's a
it's
lot
like he's
of
wearing a fucking mask.
Incredible.
That's
look
like someone,
at Lingy.
Someone went to a costume shop and said, I'll have the Cameron Ling.
Please. I've
and
never seen that, mate.
Have you never seen this?
New bottle, same great taste.
Cameron Ling had the Heinz sauce ad.
Reinvented by Lingy.
Lingy was the face of Big Red Heinz.
That's fucking brilliant.
I thought it was. Really good. It's my all-time favourite. Buddha Hocking Whiskers. Honourable mention.
What's going on down at Geelong? Strip clubs, Buddha Hocking, Cameron Lee. What are these people doing down there?
This is not a big market.
There's just
down
not
there.
A lot of cash down that way, and they need to get going somewhere. Anyway, that's my top five with the Buddha Hocking Whiskers as the unofficial sixth.
That is bloody brilliant, mate. I think we need a bit of a break from us banging on and having a laugh. Let's go and have a chat to our next guest. Brought to you by our fuck my life. Brought to you by ID Athletic. Our good friends at ID Athletic, IDAthletic.com. You can get any of your team gear, your sportswear, your uniforms. We've had a couple of little referrals coming through.
Have we?
We might be able to just flag your order. Might be able to bump you up the list a little bit if you can let us know that you're going through ID Athletic. Yeah. Make sure you get involved there. If you've got local sports teams, whatever you need, they'll do the lot. Cal Kramer from the Southern River Band is going to join us, thanks to ID Athletic, right now.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, look, we talked to all types here on Fridays, but I think this is one of my favourite people in Perth. He's about to head overseas to Europe. He's a big dog now. So
he's a personality.
He's been able to slice some time into his calendar. It's very full now. Callum Kramer from the Southern River Band. I feel like we perhaps just got you back on the radar. I don't know.
Absolutely.
Just putting that out there. Cal, welcome.
Well, I can only say, fellas, that you know none of these things were happening before one of the best podcasts in Australia took a chance on, you know, a few local boys from Perth and sort of gave them a platform to reach an audience that has allowed them to sort of travel internationally. And I don't think that it would have been a possibility without yourself. So thanks for that, boys. And your check's in the mail.
Yeah, okay. I thought it might be. So
the music industry is known for how much money you can make out of it. So we're looking forward to a nice, big, juicy check. Thanks, mate.
Especially the Australian 100%, music industry.
I'll give you a sip of my beer tonight.
So we're going to talk about your show at the Indie Bar on tonight, your last show in Australia before you head overseas. But I will say in counter to that, Dan, before we started playing the Southern River Band as our intro music for the Shelter Footy Cast, I don't think it existed.
No.
So,
you helped us put the Shelter Footy Cast on the map.
There.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you, Cal.
You know, mate. It's a symbiotic relationship, you know what I mean? Coming together of two, some would say good groups of people, some would just say groups of people. I'm in neither camp there, but it's a pleasure doing business with you. That's what I should have just said that.
Mate, how are you going? I see fucking European tours. I see sold-out shows. I was just talking to you before we started recording. Is this a bluff or are you actually going well?
We haven't had to be doing the whole, you know, as seemingly a lot of people on social media do, just be completely full of shit. We're actually doing these things. Yeah, we announced our first ever London show and it sold out in 4 days.
Wow.
And, you know, none of these people have ever seen us live or nothing, so they're just going off what they've seen on the internet. And, had to upgrade to a 500-cap venue, and then that sold out last week. So, yeah, I've just announced a bunch more dates. I think we're doing like 22 shows in 2 months or something like that. So, and with a couple of weeks off to go and catch some sun in Lisboa or something like that. You know, my friends, but yeah, that's part of the plan.
So 22 shows,
people on the beach, man.
22 shows in 2 months, and you're going to have 4 weeks off in between to get on a nude beach somewhere in Lismore. So you're pretty much playing back-to-back shows just the entire time.
Like two shows on, one day off, two shows on, one day off, and then sort of travel on those days in between. But it's good because, I mean, we're used to traveling over here where you've got to go fucking like 6 hours just to get to another, you know, couple of hundred people. But over there, we can just sort of go from like town to town. It's like a 3-hour drive and you've got like a million new people to play in front of. So, no, it's going to be good. It's going to be interesting, man. I've never left the country and I've been trying to like, I'm not doing a very good job at the minute, as you can probably tell, but I'm trying to train myself to talk slower. Because I know I've got quite an abrasive voice, and I'm, you know, like the Dutch and all that. I think when we're over there, they're going to be looking at me going, what the fuck's this? I don't really get it. What's this guy talking about?
So you're playing festivals as well, aren't you? You got some big festivals lined up over there?
I'm playing with fucking Dua Lipa.
Wow.
We're on the same bill. But yeah, how's that, eh? Opening with that one, and people are like, oh shit. Yeah, that's Rockverder in Belgium, I think it is. It's like Foo Fighters, Lenny Kravitz, Dua Lipa. bunch of other things I can't read, but those are the three that stuck out to me.
Will you get a chance to hang out with them during that time?
Can you please just...
Hey, you know me, boys. If I feel like I need to talk to someone, I will find a way to make that happen.
I feel like you might need to have a chat to Dewar. I think you might need to have a little chat. What do you think?
I was just thinking of, like, how can I... Because you want to sort of break the ice earlier. So it's like, do we run, like, a fucking targeted ad off, like, shit that she might like on Instagram or whatever? So when she's scrolling in, like, Belgium, what the fuck else is she going to be looking at? And then I pop up there. It's like, sup, girl?
You could just go up to her with no shirt on and just have a chat and say, hi, I'm Cal, I'm from Thornley.
Man, you know what the funniest thing is? I was like, before I was sitting here and about to click into the link and I was like, oh, fuck, shirts. I'm trying to get a little bit more professional, but that will be one of my opening moves for 100% certainty.
What,
you know me too well.
When you're playing so many shows like that back to back, is there sneaky things that you're going to try and do to keep yourself sort of, I mean, obviously it's entertaining playing in front of people, but doing the exact same set every time, or... Are you sneaking something in there?
Sneaking what?
I thought Dan was asking how you're going to get yourself up for that, Cal.
No.
Some Red Bulls?
No, a couple of red cordials, I'm sure, but...
Like, if you have two shots of tequila, a Red Bull, and then a boner pill, because the boner pill gets your blood really sort of going, you got the guitar in front of you, and then you sort of sweat, and legally you can do it anywhere in the world if you're over the age of 21. So that's generally been the go-to lately. Luckily, the pants are tight enough to sort of... hide any of the goings on. Nah, but we're fucking sorry, boys. we're getting pretty road worn, to be honest with you. It's one of those things, like this tour that we've done, sold out Australian tour last couple of months. It's been like pre-season for us because it's been all the traveling. We've been doing like three shows in a row, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and that like you either fucking get to that point of being able to do it or you don't. So it's a real good sort of, you know, train the way you play and all that sort of shit.
Great.
But it gets you fucking, you know, fitter than you need to be, which is what you need to do when you're fucking, you know, traveling for, what, every fucking day for 2 months.
Let's just use that as a nice little segue into footy. Now, Cal said to me, look, mate, I've been playing, I've been grinding, I've been selling out shows. Optus Stadium's calling me, the MCG's on the phone.
Dewar.
Dewar's on the phone. I haven't had the time to watch footy. I don't know much of what's going on. Dan, can you just give Cal a bit of a brief update of the start of the season for West Coast?
West Coast lost the first few, as expected, grim, but we played very good teams. Mm. We were expected to lose those games. Then we've come out the block. We've won two on the trot. We've beaten Frio in the derby. Frio are in shambles. They're talking about maybe relocating the team, maybe...
to Thornley.
To Thornley.
We don't want him. We don't want him. We're all right.
Harley Reid.
I can speak for everybody here. We're all right.
Harley Reid is basically like Michael Jordan, LeBron James, God. Tiger Woods, God. All had a baby together, and now we have Harley Reid. He plays for West Coast, best guy ever. So now West Coast are flying. That's basically a West Coast. That lid's off, completely off.
How do you reckon they're going to go against the Suns?
Well, look, we're going to win it, and then the West Coast Eagles decide to rest Harley Reid.
God.
Tom Barras got suspended for 1 week for basically tickling someone.
That was bullshit.
That was bullshit. And so, look, I don't know what's going to happen now, but I still feel confident that we're going to win. So we're going to go 3-3 in the last 3 weeks.
You're a West Coast fan, Cal.
Yeah, well, ever since I met you, I just decided I was, yeah. Well,
What were you before that?
I didn't really have a team for ages. I was big into Port Adelaide in the dynasty years. Bit of Warren Treadray, fucking Burgoyne brothers, Matthew Primus. I'm not bullshitting you. So, that was me. And then I sort of started just playing guitar and didn't do anything else because I think of my ADHD sort of only allowed in for like one thing at a time.
That's
but now I'm back on, ever since I met Liam Duggan, I'm back full-fledged fucking Eagles thing. And now I want to buy heaps of carpets thanks to Liam Ryan.
Oh my God!
Don't you?
Yeah.
Don't you?
50% off, mate.
Fucking greatest
good quality.
Shit I've ever seen on the internet.
Oh, so good.
So I ran into Flynn at the last game, and I said, "Flynn, mate, that is some of the best work you've ever done." And he's like, "What are you talking about, bros?" I'm like, the carpets, brother. And he's like, "Yeah, they're good carpets, hey, my brother." good quality. So
that
Cal,
is so good.
So Cal, I want you to just. Given your fucking very lack of knowledge of all things football, I'd like you to give us a prediction on how you think where's West Coast going to finish this year, Given that none of us have a clue, I thought we'd go to the God of Rock.
Mm. Well, I think that given the way that everyone's sort of galvanised behind him after these couple of wins, right, and rightfully so, you've got, you know, arguably one of the greatest young players to ever come through at this time of year. There's absolutely no reason that if you band together as a unit and the fans are behind them that they can't make the eight.
Premiership.
You know what I mean? And then who? And then once you, once you're in there, then if you make that eight, then the belief starts. You know what I mean?
Hey,
that's when you're, and the power of belief is a powerful thing, boys.
That's true.
Premiership.
That's very true. You're going to win. We're going to win the premiership. Thank you, Cal.
Now, Callum, before we let you go, because we've literally jumped on you before, you got to head over for your show. What's happening tonight? Last show at the Indie
Bar.
I
can do this too. Sorry, what was that?
Yeah, sorry. You can sing us a song if you want. No, what's happening? Indie Bar.
Oh, yeah, we're playing tonight. Last show before we go away. I think it's just sold out, but yes. Got you boys sorted.
Don't talk shit to us, mate.
I'm not. I was speaking to Patty this morning, and it was at 380 tickets, and it goes to 400, and then we've just got our guests or whatever. But so we've had to ramp it up, and it's apparently it's all done. So
what if
it's going to be a fucking Hoover night?
What if
my mum's playing with us?
Is she
not
so
like
good?
That? Like on stage?
She's a wonderful woman.
Put up with a lot, that lady.
But, correct.
So she'll be getting up playing with us.
What happens if we rock up at Indie Bar and say that Kel sent us and we know back chat? Like, what happens there? We get in?
That's what I said. I've got you guys sorted.
All right, great.
But you all have right. to say we are the back chat boys at the door, B-O-I-Z.
We got 50,000 listeners. Should they all come? Would they fit? Or
fit. And you'd have to hang out with all of them. You'd be chaperoning them if you're okay with that.
Yeah,
whatever's going down, reckon. But they're looking after them.
We'll be in the pool. We'll be having a swim.
Don't think there's water in there anymore.
Fuck, man, that would be great to see. But I mean, people can try their luck. Sometimes in Indie Bar, they fucking go, let's get a few more people in there. But I don't know if it's chockers, it's chockers. Either way, it's going to be a fucking good night. Hey, you going to introduce us, boys?
I don't know. I think I'm banned from the last time. I think I got too drunk. Can't remember doing it.
That was at the Charles.
Can't remember.
That was at the Charles, that one. That was a fucking
that
good
was
night.
At Charles.
Yeah, that was a ripper. I got too drunk and then I couldn't remember what I was saying.
Yeah, that's right. You and Ham were having a bloody good time. So
does that ever happen
more,
to you?
More than entertain.
On stage?
Pardon?
Yeah, it happened to you.
You introduced us there and you remember you came fucking steaming in as we're like warming up and everything. We were filming that video. And we're talking to the guys about what we've got to do, and then you just come in the back door. Oh, fucking no. She's full tearing. Pretty good.
Hey, mate, good luck tonight, but more importantly, good luck in Europe. Absolutely smash it over there, and that will be watching you. Don't worry about that.
Thank you, as always, for your support. Sorry to all the people that tuned in to hear me talk footy, but I told you that you should have got Pat on for that. And I appreciate all the support and everything, boys. Fucking love yous.
Fucking oath, Southern River Band, Cal, go and see him. Hey, fly to London. There's a few tickets left over there. So if you want to do that, just go grab a ticket to London and Cal will get you in.
Yeah, bloody oath.
Bye-bye.
You've got the touch. You've got the power.
The fuck is happening?
It awesome. Very much looks like I'm completely naked.
Yeah,
can we get
look.
The camera back at that time?
Wowie.
Yeah. I'm just sitting here completely
really
naked.
Really looking forward to this episode being completely banned across all platforms because Hamish Brayshaw is naked. He's not. He's in his jocks.
I'm in my jocks, my bonds, my triangles. So
Tab Touch, our good friends over at there. We've got a bit of a bet going on this week,
they're
boys.
They're our best friends.
Well, obviously. They're very best friends. I've got something a little bit exciting.
Oh, yeah. Don't get too excited. I'm only in my jocks.
Back with just talking to Kel from Southern River. We're getting on the lines. That's right. Fremantle and West Coast. We're betting them at the line.
Great.
We're getting 32.5 points on West Coast. So great. We're having a
six and a half goal
head start for West Coast.
Thank you.
We're easy. Giving up 2.5 points against the Western Bulldogs for Freo. So we just got a little
kickstart.
Little 2-3 pointer.
Bont, have 2 points in the first 2 seconds, mate. Don't care.
We're putting them together. So Fremantle and West Coast at the line. We're getting odds of $3.65, if you don't mind. The line / number of points are correct at this time, but they're subject to change. So if you are going to get on, just make sure you have a look at what you're betting on, because they could come in, they could go out. We don't know.
That is what happens sometimes. They change.
The petition might get up and Brass is back in the team.
Yeah, in which case the line would be plus 40.
So if you're live with us right now on YouTube, the bet is live. It's in a special section on Tab Touch, both on the app and the website.
Scroll down a bit. It's there.
Download the Tab Touch app. You can get on there, but make sure you understand what gambling is costing you. For free and confidential support, call 1-800-858-858 or visit gamblinghelponline.org. .au. I'm looking forward to that one getting up, fellas.
Oh, yeah.
I do on a Friday, I
go to the Pink concert.
I go to the Pink concert. That is right. I'm looking forward to my
favorite. So what?
I was going to say, my favorite Pink song is
Funhouse. That was that one.
Is that there?
Yes.
I think you're a big Funhouse guy.
I've never listened to a Pink song in entirety. I hate Pink.
Yeah. I would like to hate that so much.
That's not true.
So, boys,
that's what
look
at girls at the schoolyard when you love them.
Is that right?
They get
hammered.
You got a crush on Pink.
Busted.
Boys, look after everybody. It's been a pleasure. I think.
Truth or dare, dare to kiss Pink.
Just thanks to Tab Touch. Yeah. I think Willie Rowley's going to kick the first goal tonight.
Yeah, wow. So do I.
Okay, there we go. All right, see you, mate. We'll see you on Monday.
I'll see you at the Southern River Band.
I'll see you tonight.
Oh, yeah, true. Hammer, we have some emails.
I'll text you later on.
You send it, we hardly read it. Because it's good. Now, we got a couple of weeks ago, we had a fine from a gentleman by the name of Max, right? And he came in with...
Max Verstappen.
His fine was saying that he didn't bring enough books to his holiday.
I remember Max.
Great. And he referred to himself as numbers. Ready? Right? I'm going to give you the numbers again. 311-9205543-4171. Right? That was from the fine from episode 153. Yep. Here's his email. I read 14 books in 26 days with a rate of just over one book every 2 days.
That's good.
When I sent the fine, I didn't expect Scoey or Hammer to be bookworms, but I hope Dan would give some representation, looking like the most likely reader out of the three.
Nerd.
It didn't matter...
Nerd, loser.
It's because of the glasses. Yeah. It didn't matter, though, as you guys got the gist of it.
Yeah.
Hammer said, and I quote, it was read at times two speed because of how fast I spoke the fine. Well, start up Hammer telepathy because he hit the nail on the head.
Oh, wow.
I watch all YouTube videos and listen to all podcasts at 2x speed. Ever since my mother learned this fact, she was always saying I speak too fast and blames it on the videos. There you go. I did try to slow down my speaking, but I guess I still failed.
No, that's fine.
I'll send in another fine by Friday as I say my name in the fine, and it'll be a hint to the meaning of the numbers. If all goes to plan, you will be reading this on You Send It, We Hardly Read It on Monday, and it'll be listening to my weird, nasally, and sped-up voice on Friday fines.
Well,
we will be getting that, of course, thanks to West End Plumbing.
Yeah, we will be, but we've hardly read it today on Friday, not the Monday.
Yes.
And we're playing the Da Vinci Code. Is this Max?
This is Max.
We're playing the fine
off this. As a teaser to my fine on Friday, which we'll hear soon, I'll describe it in the form of a Reddit title. I accidentally threw a ball as hard as I physically could directly at an innocent bystander. As always, fuck you, Joel, and up the bloody coasters. Further below are some extra hints, only to look at them after listening to the fine. All right, so I tell you what, we're going to park that. When we listen to Max's fine in a bit, we'll revisit this. This is another email.
We don't have Max's fine.
Oh, he didn't send it. Max, okay, here's a few hints. It's a match scoreline.
Fucking hell.
It's the second hint is a game that Scoey and Dan attended. And the third hint, it's the darkest day since 1986.
Oh, it's the game they lost to Sydney by a billion points.
Yeah, so the scoreline of 31-19-205. Do I guess...
$5.34, 171 point win.
There you go.
Wow.
Very good, Max. Love that a lot.
Maxie boy, well done, son. Excellent.
Yeah, give
stuff.
A round of applause.
Round of applause to Max.
Yeah, thank you, Max. All right. This is another one from Chris Grant. No, it just says Chris Taranto. Hey, guys, I love the pod. I've been rewatching some of the classic Muppet movies with the kids and realized that the friendly ogre character, Sweetums, is a dead ringer for Frio star Luke Jackson. All due respect to both parties, of course, but just a bit of fun for your lookalike segment.
Do we have a photo of Sweetums?
Let's bring that up now.
We don't. I'll get it up.
Oh, okay. Oh, there we go.
Oh, wow. Dead ring is not what I would necessarily say. It's close enough.
It's close. I reckon you could find anyone to look like any of the Muppets, though, if you tried hard enough. They've got, you know, you just need to find a feature. Like this guy's obviously, he's got long hair. There you go. It's all about the long hair. I'm getting shakes of the head from Nick, like, not good enough.
I think it's pretty average, to be fair. But
sorry,
Chris.
I mean, I don't think it's as good as Ivan Soldo and Vinny.
Exactly. No,
Vinny from Atlantis have lost time. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Before the footy starts,
I still liked it though.
5 minutes. We're going to quickly hear some vines. Of course, it's Friday. Thanks to West End Plumbing. Hammer.
Yeah, shout
that
out West
toilet
End Plumbing.
Here is still not fixed, and do you know why?
Really?
Because we're relying on the plumber that the real estate agent gives us. It's not West End Plumbing because they would be here in an instant.
They would have been here 4 months ago.
It would have been fixed before we even had it. Exactly. Yep. So these fines, obviously, thanks to West End Plumbing. Let's hear the first one.
Yep.
Hamish fucking Brayshaw.
That's you.
I seem to recall a statement being made about some pants being pulled down and an 80-point fucking pounding.
Yep, I did say that.
How did that turn out? Champion,
yep.
I think a fine of $3.70 is fucking applicable.
Yes,
up the coasters, get a fucking dog up ya.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. Now I will say to that, no question about it. I was very hands up, both hands up, and feet by that matter.
And what
I
else?
Was, and I'm not really at this point in time. Wait till later on. I was wrong. Yeah. I went very hard in the paint and said that they would be bent over and things would happen. They, in fact, did the opposite of that, and I respect the shit out of it because I tipped them this week. I've since changed my tip now that Harley and TB aren't playing, but, like, I'm all aboard West Coast again. They are back.
You said you tipped them and then changed it, but I assume that's not in the back chat tipping competition in which you had to
tip the entire season. No, I certainly wouldn't have tipped them in
the back
chat.
Just make sure you're not, you know, changing tips.
No, I wouldn't have tipped them in the back chat. I wouldn't have changed them in the back chat tipping comp. They still would not have been picked, but, yeah, I am all aboard. I'm back on the train.
Great. All right, let's hear the next one.
Scoey, this one's for you as the leader of the Backchat Studios team. Yeah. I ran into Scotty Lysett on the weekend, started chatting about his interview he had with you guys, and I was shocked to hear that you still haven't sent him his Up the Bloody Coasters shirt that you promised him.
Hasn't he?
It's his fucking slogan, for crying out loud. Mm-hmm. Your fine is send him one and you got to send me one too. Thanks, Paywise.
Well, shout out Paywise. It's always good to shout out Paywise.
Thanks, Paywise. A
little bit of a slap to you on the way through.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, if only that's fine.
Let's go. Leader of the podcast.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Who are the only two still here?
Yeah, exactly. Someone's going to pink every Friday.
Yeah.
We'll make sure. I'm pretty sure we'll get Scotty's address. I'm sure we've already sent it. I reckon that's just an old fine.
Yeah, that was like 6 months ago before we even announced the merch.
Yep.
The Mugman here. Look, I reckon it's got to be a $2 fine to Hammer here. Yes. Just listening back to the potty from last week on the drive, just absolutely hammered West Coast, getting their pants pulled down, losing by, I don't know, about 10 goals he had them. Mate, you couldn't be more wrong. You've got to get around the Coasters after they've had a good win.
I have.
Going back to back this week, boys. $2. Sorry, Hammer.
No, yeah. Respect the shit out of that. And I apologize. Put my hands up. They did the opposite. They took Fremantle to the cleaners and took them out to dinner first and then went home and had their way. And as such, I am currently in my jocks and in the West Coast. I'm back.
He's back.
I am back on the Coasters. I'm going to wear my playing jersey in next week. It probably won't
fit. I can guarantee you there's not a single West Coast fan right now sitting naked, almost naked on a podcast with a scarf on.
With a scarf on. I am all aboard the Coasters.
Yep.
G'day, lads. And Dan.
Hello.
Haven't had that in a while.
Just a quick $3 fine to the AFL.
Yes. Respect. Fuck those guys.
The fine is for not having Will Schofield on every single broadcast you could possibly get him on. He's the only bloke that hardly talks any sense. He's the only bloke that has insights into the game before they happen. And frankly, I just like the sound of his voice. So yeah, $3 fine AFL.
No, I respect that. Fucking bad. Fair enough.
Yep. Yep. Probably WA's. I'd say WA's one of the best teams going around on Fox, the commentary teams.
Yeah, they've got a good one.
Kath, Pav, Scoey, Papalia, best caller in the game.
Paps is good.
That's fine. Thanks to West End Plumbing, westendplumbing.com.au for all your pipes needs. Sure, if you've done too big of a shit, they'll come and fix it.
They will. If you poo so big that the toilet is stuck, I think that's their motto. Mm. West End Plumbing, we fix massive shits.
I've got a great comment here from Callan Bowman. He says the juxtaposition of the trumpets blowing on the TV, he's watching the pregame
of
Port, and Hammer sitting there naked is a beautiful thing. So
that would be
home. Yeah.
And I believe it would be the bugles
on the television. Yeah. Correct. Obviously, not yes. that trumpet. So
as the game is about to start, it's 5:40. Yeah, bounce down Port Adelaide v whoever it was.
I think it was 50 seconds ago.
50 seconds. There we go. So that's it for us. 5:30 is. 4:30 Mondays yep. is when we're back on YouTube. Of course, we have all our other episodes that come out. We got the Shot the Footy Cast Mondays and Thursdays. Yep. On Wednesdays, a guest episode comes out.
Yep.
All our live stuff, of course, is available on Spotify and Apple, all those podcast platforms as well.
Everywhere you need it.
Special thanks, obviously, to our sponsors that we bloody love. Paywise, Tab Touch, Shelter Brewing Co., Whippersnapper Whiskey, ID Athletic, Mumba Digital, and West End Plumbing, of course. They're fixing everything.
All the shits.
If you want to join Patreon, right? There's some important. Good stuff over there because if you like to listen to us and you don't want the ads, you can listen on Patreon without the ads.
Easy.
You also get it a bit early.
There's Lingy again.
You don't have to put up with Lingy trying to sell your sauce. Uh-huh. You can also get it a little bit early, some of our guest stuff. We also do giveaways. We also do free tickets to events that we do. There's merch codes. There's so much good stuff there. Backchatstudios.com.au is where you can sign up as a Patreon. Or if you're on Patreon already, just sign look for Backchat. It'll be there.
It will be.
HelloBackchatPodcast.com.au is where you can email us. And, of course, find us on all the socials, Backchat_, and everything like that. Hammer, everything good for the record that we're about to break? Do you want to give a little sneak?
It's going to be a really hard one. What I've done and the feedback that I'm getting is it's just becoming, like, elementary for me at the moment. Like, yep. I'm shelling peas with the records.
Oops, yeah, of course.
Oh, it's just bang, bang, bang. So let's up the stakes.
Yep.
Make it a bit more difficult. I will be trying to consume the most Smarties blindfolded with chopsticks in a minute.
Oh boy. What's the record?
I think it's like 32. It's tough.
Jeepers. Okay, good luck for that. Everyone else, see you Monday at 4:30.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.